This is the surf, isn't it? Do-do-do-do-do-do. You want to go out onto the sand and do the frug or something? What are you looking at?
Bam! That's the frug.
It's the name of a dance, you foul.
Don't talk about the frug. No, man, it's the name of a dance.
Yeah, the frug is what it was.
Was it the frug? I knew it as the frug, so...
I think Phil was West Coast.
Oh, well, excuse me, Mr. West Coast.
Morgan, all I know is that what I grew up... I didn't dance it, because at the time I was only six.
Well, don't rub in the fact that I may be older than you, although, no, I'm not. Anyway, this is Margaret Gray. That there is Bud Dickman.
Hi, it's Bud Dickman. Just, okay, it's the frug, if you want.
I said the frug.
The frug? Mr. Henry said the frug.
It's whatever you want it to be.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm General Galen Shaw. Let's give it to Phil before the whole thing turns to crap before we even get out of the gate.
Talk much? Sorry.
Before it turns to crap, what happened there?
Get a dropout.
Because you guys are talking so long, that's why.
Well, that doesn't cause it to drop out, does it?
If people have their finger, you see me? I see me?
Yes, I see you, Phil.
What does that mean, to see me? Are you looking at me? Because I got my finger on the fader.
Yeah.
What are you grinning at?
He's a filthy-minded... Don't ever talk that way, bud.
I didn't say a word.
No, you said something with your eyes.
I had my finger on the fader, which was, I guess, what you're grinning at, right?
Well, Santa.
Oh, everything with a finger, anything having to do with a finger being on something, it's...
Right now, by the way, the Anaheim Ducks at the start of the third period are tied with the Edmonton Oilers.
No one cares, Phil. By the time they hear this, the game's over with.
Oh, that's right. This is pre-recorded.
Right, but I had my eye on it because people were very concerned. Anyway, welcome to our program, the Phil Henry Show. And with us, of course, is Bud Dickman, Margaret Gray, Robert Leonard, and General Galen Shaw. We have tonight a couple of eminent gentlemen. We have, for the first time in a long time, Dr. William Brown.
Yeah, well, Dr. William Brown is going to bring to our attention there was a news article in one of the Nature magazines. You know, what are these?
About Nature, like bodybuilding or something like that?
No, not the nudie cutie. Are you talking about that?
Well, I do have the nudism.
Not a nudism magazine. I'm talking about a Nature magazine that shows all the jazz about... I don't know what it is.
It's like National Geographic, bud.
Oh, whoa.
Jesus.
Anyway, there's an article in there about how chimpanzees may have evolved to the point where they've breached the Stone Age level.
Now, what does that mean?
What it means is the ape, as we know it, is, well, monkeying around.
Would you shut up?
Come on, bud. It's, you know, monkey. It's aping about.
It's using tools.
It's using tools.
What do you mean by tools? Yeah.
But it's using rocks.
Yes, it's using the rock as a kind of a tool. They believe, and it's also perhaps, we'll have to read the article. We'll get Dr. William Brown. People confuse him with Dr. Arthur Barnes, the eminent vampire hunter.
Yeah, whatever you say.
Well, that's what they do.
Yeah, so anyway, that the monkeys do what?
The monkeys are building stuff, and they're doing stuff with rocks.
They think that these in three parts of the world, scientists have naturists, or, you know, whatever scientists they are, you know, animal behaviorists, have noticed chimpanzees, who are members of the ape family, using rocks as tools, as well as building with them. So that, they believe, is an indication that there is an evolutionary step has been taken.
Are you trying to tell me that they're going to be people?
Not anytime soon, bud. Don't worry about it. Nobody's going to be taking your job.
Taking your job by a monkey. Yeah, well, that means if one can take my job, I can take your job, too. So what, man? I'm not even original.
No one's talking about taking anyone's job, all right?
What are you worried about?
What do you mean, what am I worried about?
You worried about some ape coming in here and going, "Hi, I'm Margaret Gray."
Oh, I want to hurt somebody.
Wait. Come on. Hey!
Come on, Margaret.
I'm taking a walk. I got to walk it off. Oh, I got to walk this off.
Some monkey's going to come in here and say,
"Very funny."
All right, Margaret. Sorry.
Margaret, knock it off, will you?
All right. Sorry.
So this is what we have on the show, folks. Somebody makes a crack, everybody's getting up, they're walking it off, their feelings are hurt.
Well, Phil, yours would be too.
Margaret, all I said was, are you afraid a chimpanzee's going to walk in here and go, hello, I'm Margaret Gray?
Would you tell it to not laugh or I'll kill it?
Margaret.
Tell it to not laugh or I'll kill it.
Bud, don't laugh.
I'm not allowed to have no fun, is that it?
Have all the fun you want, Bud, after you're dead.
Ma'am.
All right, well, I'm sorry I made the joke.
Yeah, sure.
Welcome to our show. We do have Dr. William Brown. We will also have Pastor William Rennick. He's going to be joining us. You want to know why? Because, Pastor, we have an announcement to make.
Yes, it's time for the world-famous Phil Henry Show to announce the winner of Bar Fight Number 4 and, in so doing, announce the seating for our upcoming semi-final fights to be heard. Well, not to be heard. The final fight will be heard. I blew it.
That's all right. Yes, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the announcement.
I want in on this.
All right, Margaret, sit down. The announcement of our winner of the final preliminary bout between Pastor William Rennick and Chris Norton. And the winner was, by a 62% to 38% count, if I'm not mistaken. Let me just double-check my numbers.
Well, we'd have it ready and everything.
Yeah, I got it ready, but 62 to 38%, the winner, Pastor William Rennick.
All right, now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the semifinal fights commencing tomorrow. Fight number one of the two semifinals will be Ted Bell versus that very same Pastor Rennick.
Oh, good. So Rennick doesn't even get one day. He gets one lousy day rest?
That's just the way the cookie crumbles, my man. The way the cookie crumbles.
Well, I would take it then that Pastor Rennick is the number four seed. I would think it would be Robert Greene, however.
Well, you just gave him impetus in his fight against you because that's fight number two. Margaret Gray versus Bob Green in 1 week's time here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Now, the final fight, the big championship fight, will be broadcast. It will be netcast here on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, the final will be a netcast. Join Phil Henry along with Joe Dickhead, Jack I. Gagner, and myself, General Galen Shaw, for the big final fight.
But anyway, starting tomorrow, it'll be our first preliminary bout between Ted Bell and Pastor William Rennick. Congratulations, Pastor Rennick. He'll be joining us later on.
You kind of blew it.
Why did I blow it?
Well, you said like, you announced you're going to have Pastor Rennick on the show later on, and then you said, and now here's the winner of the fight.
Well, whatever. I mean,
it's not like everyone's on pins and needles about this jazz.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of people that probably will be, and maybe there's some people that aren't.
Well, what does that mean?
It means maybe they are and maybe they aren't.
There he goes again with that law. Maybe they are and maybe they aren't. So that justifies what, Bud? Let's just say, for instance, maybe the Russians will open up with nuclear weapons and maybe they won't. So what,
Margaret, will you never mind about that?
Jesus.
We have coming up Dr. William Brown on this ape attack, whatever the hell's going on with that. Did we print that off, Bud?
Maybe.
Don't give me that bullshit.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a look at that a little bit later on here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We also have interesting thing happened on the way to the forum, as the man said. We had a picture that appeared on Twitter, and it purported to be of someone, and it wasn't of that someone. The picture was of somebody else. We're going to have on the show who that somebody else was. Now, it was a picture of a man, and he was on a shark.
Yeah, he was naked on the shark.
Right, and we misidentified him, as did a number of others. I think Deadspin misidentified him, as a matter of fact.
Well, Phil, Deadspin contacted you and said for you to correct your tweet, okay?
Hey, I got it from them, okay? If anybody screwed it up, they did. Anyway, I appreciate them giving us the heads up. So we found out who it really was, and who it really was is, well, Dr. Ron Tarner.
Get the hell out of here. But the guy's naked on a shark.
Yes, it was. Tarner contacted us late last night to tell us that was him, that it did involve alcohol, that he tried to cover it up, that he realizes his only way out now is to be honest. I said, who took the picture? He said that guy Chris Bracken that he hangs out with.
Oh, that kid, that's a student. He's a student assistant of his.
Yeah, well, he just happened to be up on the bridge when Tarner was mounting this shark with no clothes on, and the kid took the picture.
The shark didn't have clothes on.
He didn't? What do you mean the shark didn't have clothes on?
Are you an idiot or something?
Oh, sorry.
He didn't have clothes on. So...
Yeah, that's right, Bud. The shark had forgotten his shorts.
What a jackass and a half. No, I take that back. Two full jackasses.
So the picture was taken. It got viral, and it's like that there and all that. So we're going to talk to him on the program. Here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Did you print that off?
Yeah, right here. Scientists have on three continents now evidence that some chimp have entered out of Stone Age.
Yeah, it says here, indications of what is Stone Age behavior. What did man do when man was in the Stone Age? He learned how to control fire. He domesticated the dog. He started making pottery. He invented canoes. And while chimpanzees are not close to doing any of those things, at least as far as we know, it might be time to reassess how we treat our primate cousins. So if we're not willing to go quite that far just yet, the more empathy and kindness we can extend to chimps and other apes, the better.
And that is the article in what?
That's the article in Mad Men. I'm kidding. It's the article in...
We're busy making jokes around here.
It's in Upworthy.
Upworthy.
Yes, Upworthy.
Whatever that is. Is this a scientific study, or are we getting into some fake news here?
No, it's Colin Barris of the BBC, archaeologist in Africa. But let's talk to Dr.
We'll talk to Dr. William Brown about this when we have him on here in just a second. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Let's go over to the traffic right now and see what's
Phil
going
Henry
on
Show
here.
Traffic.
With Bob Bacon and the guys, Bob.
Hey, thanks a lot, Phil. Well, they sold out that parlor. They sold out the parlor right there with the parlor game they're going to be playing at this morning. So that's going to be three flags. And three flags, Magic Mountain FM, that first pass, that one. And you'll crawl up top and jump off of it. You'll be up at the Southbound Lounge. Southbound Lounge, and as well as all the upcoming traffic and things upcoming and major hitbound, it'll be hip, hip up the hip there, the hip flash. And pull out that hip flash today, especially if you're driving. Go on the Skyboy.
I'm heading out to the west side. Fancy, fat, and boom. Looks like we need some food. Like food out there. If you have a bag lunch, sack your lunch. Go ahead and sack it. Sack it, don't sack it. And make sure you're going around wearing a condom, too, on that phone. Go to Boy Scabby this weekend. Yeah, well,
Mother Erdogan's mouthwash.
Yes, bring love back into your life. Bring friends back into your life. Bring human contact back into your life with Mother Erdogan's mouthwash. Yes, wash your mouth out for the first time in your life. Get a nice, fresh rinse on your mouth so that when you breathe on someone, they don't want to gag and lean over a railing and go ahead and throw themselves off the top of a building. Mother Erdogan's mouthwash. Using five secret ingredients. Well, not really secret. Spearmint, mint, you know the drill. Mother Erdogan's mouthwash can make you smell for the first time in your life like a human being and not an ape in a cage. Mother Erdogan's mouthwash. It comes in five distinct flavors. Mint, cherry mint, full mint, U.S. mint. Mother Erdogan. Get Mother Erdogan mouthwash at Postman's department stores and at Flyboy Pharmacies. Yeah! Are you looking to complete your education? Well, you can at the Little Bo Peep Institute. In downtown Los Angeles and other major districts, you can complete your education. Become a typeset, type print setter. But what is that again?
Type,
do that. You can deliver newspapers. Try and be a waitress. Be a makeup artist. A lot of things you can do. There are many things you can do. We've got a lot of jobs that need to be. How about picking vegetables? The Mexicans, all right. Little Bo Peep Institute, get your education. Show people what you can do. Have a life. Have a big, big, big life beyond what you've got right now at the Little Bo Peep Institute. Complete your education and fill out your future. The sky's the limit at Little Bo Peep.
The wind blew a hand up, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show. Here's your host, Phil Henry. Hi, guys, on our Thursday show here. Tomorrow is Friday, and then we have, of course, our Friday chat. And later on in the program, we have him now, right?
Get Pastor Renick to come on right now.
Pastor William Renick is the winner of Bar Fight number 4, and he will be in beginning tomorrow, at a full week of voting on the semifinal. Pastor William Renick versus, who is it? You're going to be versus Ted Bell, right, Pastor?
Yeah, they told me Ted Bell. I just got the word this afternoon from your social media.
What did you think about being in our bar fight?
I had mixed feelings. I'm a Christian. And as such, I'm a man that believes in spreading peace. By way of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. But you know, Phil, I'm a very unusual man. My wife Claire to tell you that. She's very unusual. You know, I'm an unusual man, and I have an unusual message. And I spread my message in an unusual way. I'll go anywhere. I'll do anything.
Now, you know the implication of that.
I understand the implication fully. I understand the implication fully.
You say you'll go anywhere and do anything.
I understand it. If people got a filthy mind, let them have a filthy mind, because you know, at the end of the day, Pastor William Renner will prove their mind is full of filth for no reason. Because then I say I'll do anything. I do anything under the color of morality and decency.
Yeah.
Tubby Williams here, Phil. You know Tubby?
I remember him at one of your...
You met him?
I met him. I remember him at one of your services.
Yeah, Tubby, Phil Henry's here.
Yeah.
Tubby right now feeling the spirit, you know. I'm trying to get this brother out of the spirit all afternoon.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What is this guy doing?
What do you mean this guy? He's a friend of mine.
Well, I know. I can hear him in the...
Yeah, hey.
All right, so he's feeling it, huh?
Yeah, he's feeling it all right. He's feeling it.
I know, I felt it on a good day, but not anything like that.
Whatever, man.
Let's hear what you got to say, Pastor.
All right. So,
Didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, well, that's all right. So, Phil asked me, what do I think about being in a bar fight? I've been in bar fights. My other life, I was in a bar fight. When I was a violent young man, I'd been in bar fights.
Right. Did you...
When I was a middle-aged man. Excuse me, Phil. When I was in a middle-aged man, I'd been in bar fights.
Well, how about...
When I was a much older man. Much older man. I was in bar fights. But now I'm going to be in a bar fight on the Phil Henry show, and it will be for the enlightenment of man, which is all, what I'm all about. So you asked me what I think about being in a bar... What was your question?
But, Pastor Redding, this is Margaret Gray.
Yeah.
The only question we have is, it's a violent thing, a bar fight. You're a man of peace. What do you think of your spreading this message of peace by way of the bar fight?
By way of the bar fight? Look, if I'm forced into a bar fight, I would say to my brother, I love you. And he'd say, I still want to bar fight you. I'd say, all right, I love you. And then you take the glass and you break it over his head. I said, now, how do you feel about the bar fight? He'd say, I still want to fight. You know, he'd say, it's kind of just like groggy and everything. So then you take a chair and bust it over his head. Now, how do you feel about the bar? I just don't want to, you know how they sound.
Yeah, they sound like they're all messed up.
That's right, Dickman, you got it. In other words, they sound like you on a good day.
That's funny, man.
Shut up.
Well, you know what I mean. So then finally you say to them, brother, you want to get a chair, you want to get a beer glass, you got to get a bottle, you get your head rammed into a window, something like that. You don't need that. And then you win that man over by way of peace. Peace and a peaceful kind act.
How can you say you're winning that man over by peace and a peaceful act by breaking a chair over his head?
Because every step of the way I'm saying, you sure you like this? You want more, is that it?
You call that winning him over with peace?
Well, get a load of this guy, will you?
Yeah, hey!
Let me tell you something, what do you call it? I call it winning that man over with kindness and peace, yeah.
I call it you're subduing him with violence.
No, you're not, you're giving him the, oh man. You're giving him the choice.
Yeah, you're giving him a choice, Mr. Henry. You can say, do you want to,
Yeah, you're just agreeing with Pastor Renick on account of both of you is black.
I'm going to kick your...
Hey, boy, hold on. Dickman, you should know better than that. You know that I'm going to come find you for that. I'm going to educate you for that.
That just doesn't...
No, you don't think nothing. You don't think. So quit pretending like you think. If you don't think, and when you don't think... You don't act properly. We don't act properly. You don't act like a man. And I expect both of you to act like men. You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
That was pretty half-assed.
Do you guys understand?
Yeah.
That's better. Now, where were we? All right.
You were talking about teaching a man by way of breaking a beer bottle over his head.
Margaret, you're trying to turn that into a violent act. And that's not what that is.
Well, what do you call it then? You say to you want more?
You say to a man... I'm going to break a chair over you. You still want... You're kidding. You still want more. And that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to encourage him not to get the chair busted over the head, see? You're saying, don't do it, man. I'm sure you have seen in life, and you've seen it in movies and film. The man says, don't do it, man. You know that?
Man, had that.
Yeah.
Had that in your life.
I had that a million times in my life when I look at a man and say, don't do it. Don't do it, Willie. And they go ahead, they do it. And then you have to bust that chair over their head. I'm hopeful that in coming days, the coming months, that we will not have to deal any longer this kind of violence. So that's why I involved myself in that bar fight.
Well, you know, that doesn't make any sense, but then again, you're a preacher, and...
By the way, the Ducks lead Edmonton 2-1. You guys missed the goal.
Yeah!
Yeah.
What? You're kidding.
No, I'm not. I don't have it. It's 9 minutes, 33 seconds. They've gone down 1-0. Anaheim tied up. Now in third period, 9:33 to go. Anaheim Duck 2, Edmonton Oiler 1.
It's a duck.
I know, but I go with Phil. He said, Phil says it's a singular duck.
That's not the singular duck.
It's the singular duck to me.
All right, so it's the singular duck. What's this got to do with you and bar fights?
I'm telling you, and I think you should adhere to my belief system.
This sounds like a lot of rationalization, Pastor Renick, and I expect more out of a man of God. That's what you are, a man of God.
Well, get a load. What are you all of a sudden, Burt Lancaster and the Rainmaker? Shit. Damn. And I'll tell you, years ago...
Pastor Renick, let's move it into a different area here. So you are looking forward to being in the bar fight?
Phil, I look for any time I'm involved with your radio program in any way, shape, or form. I'm very, very proud.
That's very kind of you, Pastor Renick.
Thank you.
He's not doing us a favor.
Yes, I am.
Let me ask you about the Joyful Union Congregation, how things are going. How are you? How's your fundraising going? How's your youth center coming along?
Well, youth center is full construction, and we should have it done.
But wait a minute. You've been building the youth center now for 10 years. You realize that?
Wait, who's that?
This is Pastor William...
Pastor William Renick, huh? You know, you're so flipped out, General, you think you're me. When you look in the mirror, you not only see a different man, you see a black man. Wow!
This is General Galen Shaw, is what I'm trying to say.
And what's your question?
When are you going to get that youth center done?
You know what, General Shaw? Your suspicious nature hurts me. Hurts me deeply. Because I always thought that you were a man who was fair. A man who,
I am fair, but you've been building the youth center for 10 years.
I told you I had to get the hot tub at a whirlwind vacation in the Middle East.
Well, you take a lot of whirlwind vacations. You built the hot tub. I forget what else you got.
I got a new car.
I got a Bentley.
I didn't get a Bentley.
You sure as hell got a Bentley.
I thought it was a Buick.
But why don't you take it back?
I will, as soon as I find a receipt. Now,
so, in other words, what you're doing is you're messing around with the money again.
Messing around with the money again.
That, Phil, that's what he has done. He's like every other preacher, every other Christian.
Yeah, woman, pull the phone away from me. Woman, you're blowing it.
Yeah.
Shut up, will you two?
He's like every other Christian preacher. Still all the televangelists stealing money. I think it is wrong. I think it's dead wrong.
You know, you're making me look bad because I'm a black man.
No, I am not. There are plenty of white preachers just like you, stealing, ripping people off. I'm tired of it.
I don't do that much of it.
Pastor Renick, that's... Man, you know what? I can't have you on the show if you're doing that kind of stuff.
I'm not doing that much of it. Look, what I tell you about my back?
I had that 7-jet hot tub built 5 years ago. Then you got the Bentley. Then we have that 2 vacation in the Middle East. You have got to get that youth center done. You get the youth center done, I'm walking out on you.
What?
You heard what I said.
That is a very, very drastic decision. You know, Clara, I hope...
No, Margaret, I have thought about it. I'm walking out on you until you get that youth center done.
You understand the scandal? I'm a preacher. I get a divorce, it'll ruin me.
Then you get that youth center done. You understand me?
Okay.
Phil, I am...
Yeah!
Tui, I'm going to kick your... You hurt Tui. Phil, I've been a long time coming with this.
Boy, I'll tell you, that's a... It's a gutsy move there, Clara. There's no doubt.
You actually going to leave him?
I will leave that man if he doesn't get that youth center. And I want construction workers out here this week.
You got to understand, people are on vacation.
They're not on vacation. This is the month of May. They'll be taking vacation next month.
Well, that Clara, you have my support 100%, whatever I can do.
I don't want to see you guys break up. That's the last thing any of us want
to
see.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't mean to start anything.
You didn't start anything, bud. Look at him over here.
Well, you don't do it, baby. You can't.
I'm telling you, get that youth center done.
I'm on my hands and knees.
Get on your hands and knees. You can get on your, while you're down there, on your hands and knees. Why don't you find that 75 cents I gave you for a Sunday paper you never came back with?
I used it to get some chicklets.
You did what?
I used it to get some chicklets.
Took the 75 cents I gave him to get the Sunday local Valley Breeze Sunday paper and bought chiclets with that.
You know, I don't know what to say. This is highly personal, but I can only hope that the two of you work this out.
Oh, we work it out, or I'm walking out. We work it out or I'm walking out. What's going to be the word?
Go on, go get it, man.
Don't call me man, either.
Claire, I'm going to let you guys go. It's none of our business.
Got that right. And I'll tell you...
Well, there you are. And, you know, that's the most dramatic moment I think I've heard on your program in quite some time.
Man, I can't. That Pastor Rennick, married to a tough woman.
Yeah, well, I mean, he said he's going to build a youth center, and he never did.
Well, that's true. I mean, that youth center. And I got to tell you, Claire is right. Ever since you said it too, General. Ever since I've known this guy, he's been building a youth center.
He's been building that youth center when we were in New York. When we were in Vegas a couple of times, this guy's building a youth center. So I'm very happy to, and whoever that Tui guy is, he sounds like he's got 3 cents worth of brains.
Why say that?
Because he's going, yeah, every other word.
Well, you know what, it's a dramatic announcement, but one that we hope ends with a changing of the ways there. Pastor William Rennick, who has certainly had his way with the congregation's money.
I never thought of that guy as a thief. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think he's a thief in the classic sense. But these guys, these preachers, can't help themselves.
I guess when they've got...
When they're presented with a lot of money, they can't help themselves. Believe me, son. Believe me.
Well, you know about it.
What do you mean, what do I know? I got common... Get out of here. Okay.
Yeah.
Sit down.
All right, let's just chill it the hell out, man.
All right.
Coming up next to the world-famous Phil Henry. Thank you, Pastor Rennick. Thank you, Clara. Look, I didn't want to call in and have a problem. Got Dr. William Brown, who's going to join us from his institute in Tupelo, Mississippi. Noted animal expert from Tupelo, Dr. William Brown, will be talking to us about chimps. Have they entered the Stone Age? Dig that. Have chimpanzees entered the Stone Age? What are you looking at?
I'm looking at you to see whether a chimpanzee's entered the Stone Age. Oh, knock it off, bud.
Be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Oh, take it easy, Phil.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand at attention. The President of the Russian Federation.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick Glaze, President of the Russian Federation. I'll tell you what, we're going to be coming to your town here very, very shortly as the Russian Federation, the people of Russia, attack, troll, and eventually try to butt their way into American society. That's right. We're going to be all over the Twitter feed, feed you all kinds of fake news, telling you all kinds of bad things about America, trying to twist your elections to our own advantage. That's right. Rick Glaze, your President of the Russian Federation. Be joining us out there on Twitter as we bot, we troll, and we just bug you all the way to the U.S. elections and try to change the outcome of the elections and try to change the way of American life. From the Russian Federation to you, Rick Glaze. So long, everybody.
Rick Glaze and the Russian Federation coming to an election near you.
Sweet Farm has a special invitation for all of you seniors out there who have young people who refuse to bring you to the farm. You know you belong here. You know you're taking up space. But at Sweet Farm, it's all yours. Mentally, you feel like you own the Ponderosa.
Yes, Sweet Farm. If they won't bring you here, we will.
Give us your address. We'll send out our big, strapping men to pick you up in your chair, drop you in the back of our van, and whisk you away. We'll make arrangements later.
Sweet Farm, you know you belong here, wherever here is.
Pretend as if you own a vast, vast plot of land, and you're sitting in the middle of it in a wooden chair.
Sweet Farm.
Famous Phil Henry Show. I am Margaret Gray and Dr. William Barnes. Dr. William Brown. Everyone confuses the doctor, Dr. William Brown, with Dr. Arthur Barnes, and I hope that we don't make that mistake here on the show today. Let's bring him. This is at the, we're at the Tupelo Observatory, not a Tupelo Observatory, we're at the Tupelo Institute with the doctor, and Dr. Brown, hello.
Yes, and a very pleasant day to all of you.
Dr. Brown, it's Margaret Gray.
Yes, thank you.
Well, listen, it's been a long time, hasn't it?
It most certainly has, and it's been a very busy time, too. But I'm thankful that Phil Henry has brought me back on, and we can talk about this very eminent discovery.
Dr. Brown, do you give this a lot of credence?
I give it significant credence. We know, and we have known, for many, many years, that the chimpanzee would pull something like this, that the ape family was going to pull a stunt like this, and we were preparing for it.
Now, we all know that you have a certain hostility toward these animals.
Listen, I work my ass off. Morning, noon, and night.
Yeah, we know about you working the ass off.
You know about me working the ass off? I work very hard. Who is that? Who was I just talking to?
Bud Dickman!
Well, then, where do you get off giving me a lot of crap?
Bud, please, have some respect.
I'm saying, you're always saying you work the ass off.
What do you mean I work the ass off? I work my ass off to try to get these animals.
All right, there's no reason to lose it right now, Brown. We're in the very beginning stages.
You call me Brown? You call me by my last name?
Yes, I'm calling you by your last. We're trying to move this interview along.
Oh, well. All right, Ed Sullivan. Whatever I can do for you, I'll do it for you. But I'll tell you this.
No need to be a smartass.
I'm not. No need to be a smartass, huh? Well, that's exactly what you're being with me. I'm Dr. William Brown.
Dr. Brown, it's Phil Henry. Please, sir. The question is very simply this. We know that you work very hard. At least I do. And I hope you'll take that as sufficient praise for your work. I know Margaret does.
Yes, of course we do, Dr. Brown. We're simply wondering if you give it credence, and you say that you do, but you said that this is the stunt that they were pulling.
Well, they're always pulling some stunt, always trying to make me look like an ass, always trying to make me look stupid. I've worked with these animals for years. I've worked my ass off.
Look at Brown, you gotta calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down, please.
Dr. Brown, there's no need to scream, you know.
I'm saying that I work my ass off for these animals. Now, look, let's go over here to this cage here. This is the Chimpanis apis. I've been working with this ass. There he is. Hold on. Gary, turn off the suction machine. There. What a bunch of assholes. Look at them. Fuck you!
Dr. Brown.
No, really. I work my ass off for them, and guess what now? They've evolved to the point now where they know how to build things. They're going to be building walls. Next thing you know, they're building pyramids. They're building the sphinxes, or however you pronounce the god.
Well, Dr. Brown, you take this very personally.
As we all should, Ms. Gray, as we all should. Because as the chimpanzee, as you know, that is technically the right name. And when I introduce that, and I thank you, Margaret, for trying to popularize that, all people have done is laugh at me. I work my ass off for these apes. They laugh at me. And then I come up with chimpanzee.
Well, I've used the term chimpanzee interchangeably for a long time.
And I know that, and I thank you. Turn off the suction machine one more time. Here they are. Let me talk. So you think you're Stone Age? You think you're Stone Age? F*** you, man. You ain't shit. You ain't shit.
Gotta watch the language.
No, I don't.
Better than that, Phil. I mean, he's in scientific mode.
All right.
I'm not watching my language. Hey. Here's one here. I call him Maximilian. Maximilian, it's Dr. Brown. Maximilian, it's Dr. Brown. Hey, listen, Maximilian, turn that off, Bob. Hey, Maximilian, you ain't jack shit. I'm what? Oh, my God, he called me a dickhead. You ain't jack shit.
Dr. Brown, how do you know you're not working too hard?
Oh, I'm working too hard. Don't worry about that. Hey, Maximilian, fuck you. Fuck you.
How do you know you're not just antagonizing these apes?
Because look what they did.
Well, listen, put it this way. You're antagonizing these chimpanzees, and it's only going to make them work harder at evolving in the Stone Age so they'll build buildings and make you look like a jackass.
What? Say that again.
I'm saying that if you antagonize these monks, these chimpanzees, all right, the chimpanzee, they're going to get pissed off at you and evolve even harder.
What do you mean evolve even harder? You can't exert evolution. It's going to happen. Although I will tell you, yes, they're going to begin to build monuments that are more impressive. It pisses me off.
And that's what you worry about, huh?
I worry, yes, very much about that.
Dr. William Brown is our guest here from the Tupelo Institute in from the Animal Institute, Tupelo, Mississippi, as he's there with his collection of chimpanzees. And we're talking about news from three different locations. Archaeologists worldwide believe that the chimpanzee now has evolved, or the chimpanzee has now evolved to the point of almost a Stone Age being, right?
A very, very elementary and rudimentary Stone Age being. But when you're a guy like Dr. William Brown, who works his fucking ass off for these apes, and they sit here, listen to them all day long, fuck you. That's what they're saying.
I was going to ask you, what are they saying to you?
They're sitting there going, ha ha ha, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. We're Stone Age, we're Stone Age. There, Billy, Hey, Maximilian, let me talk to Edna. There's Edna. That's your mate? Hi, Edna. It's Dr. Brown. What are you doing? Oh, you're evolving into what? What the fuck is it? She says I'm evolving into a superior being.
Dr. Brown, you could be nuts or something.
Yeah, how do you know you're not nuts?
How do I know I'm not nuts? Because I'm able to talk to you. And that takes a skill far beyond that of mortal man. It's almost as if I speak Martian. There. Are you convinced?
Dr. Brown, I apologize for that.
Oh, well, I,
What are you talking about, Mr. Hammond? You gotta let this guy know he's flipped his lid.
I haven't flipped my lid. I know more about these creatures than you ever know. I worked my ass off. And there they sit in the cage. Tell you Stone Age, huh? Fuck it.
Hey, Dr. Brown, tell
all those apes down there to fuck off. We'll beat them when we want to. So, Phil, this is a momentous time for the bunk, for the chimpanzee, for the human being. It is a time of, I think, depression, because now these assholes think they're going to evolve past us. Forget it. If I have anything to say about it, no, they won't.
Well, how are you going to keep a monkey from evolving?
Hold on. Shut up. Hold on. I'm sorry. That's not for you, General. What did you say? Shut up. Shut your hole. Fuck.
Well, you're not going to stand there all day long telling these monkeys to shut up, are you?
You better believe I have to, I will.
If these monkeys are going to evolve, and are going to evolve into a higher level of being, they're not going to catch up to us, are they?
No, they're not, but they think they will. And this is what I mean about the evolution of these animals to the Stone Age. They think they're hot shit. They think you can listen to them, see? Hey, why don't you shut up? They think they're hot shit. And, we're Stone Age. And all I do is work my ass off for these mother...
Dr. William Brown, sir, good luck with your work.
How are you going to slow them down? How are you going to keep them from evolving?
Listen.
Come on, General.
No, how are you going to keep them from evolving?
You don't think I can?
No, I don't. How are you going to keep them from evolving?
General, come on. You're driving the guy ape.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I'll take every last one of these monkeys out, and if I have to, kick his ass! Because everything that I've done with my...
Dr. William Brown, folks, on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and the evolution of the monkey, the evolution of the ape, whatever the hell it's called.
It's called the chimpanzee, Phil.
Yes, the chimpanzee. Meanwhile, right here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, as Dr. William Brown was going through some serious angst, we watched as the Anaheim Mighty Ducks defeated, not the Mighty Ducks, but the Ducks defeated the Edmonton Oilers 2-1. That news is full 24 hours old.
Or more.
That's right, because this is what you're listening to on Thursday, and this happened on Wednesday night. So whatever. We'll be right back. We have, who do we have coming up, bud?
I've got coming up now. Dr. Ron Tarner and the fact that he straddled and humped the shark.
Oh, yeah. That's coming up next.
What do you mean, oh, yeah?
Coming up next on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, all right, the surf. I can feel the waves. The waves crashing over me. Oh, I'm drowning. Help. This is fun.
Plumbing is important to you, isn't it? To make sure that your home is properly plumbed, to make sure the pipes aren't leaking, to make sure you're getting running water, the toilet's flush, to make sure that there's water for the hose so you can water your garden, to make sure there's water in the kitchen so you can wash dishes and do your cooking, make sure there's water in the bathroom so you can take a shower or a bath. Water is important. Water is life. 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 Jim Seward Plumbing knows this, and has been in business since 1950, trying to emphasize this. Jim Seward. When I go to someone's house and I say, I'm here to fix your plumbing, and they go, oh, okay, come on. Whoa.
Did you hear what I just said? I'm here to fix your plumbing. I'm here to get the water that is vital to the existence of life on this planet. I'm here to make it flow in your home. In your home. And you say, yeah, come on in and sit there and smoke your cigar and read your newspaper?
Yes, it's important. Than ever before, Jim Seward Plumbing, bringing you life, liberty, water. We ran out of music.
Oh, great. That's great.
World famous.
famous Phil Henry Show to El Pacifico, Southern California.
Yeah, just to announce that Pastor William Renick won bar fight number 4. Pastor William Renick, 68% to 32%. He kicked ass.
Sure did. Pastor William Renick defeated Chris Norton, 68% to 32%.
Now the seating for the fight starting tomorrow. That's Friday. Our first semifinal fight will be between Ted Bell and Pastor William Renick.
Like I said, you don't give that guy a chance, do you?
Hey, the guy's going to have to fight. So, you know, Pastor Renick, like I said, he's a tough dude. He's been around. Ted Bell and Pastor Renick going at it. That's going to be a damn good fight. I can't wait to see who wins that fight.
Absolutely. Pastor William Renick and Ted Bell, the first preliminary fight starting tomorrow. Be sure to go to the Facebook fan page. That's facebook.com/PhilHenryFans. facebook.com/PhilHenryFans.
Mountain Meadow Observatory in Cloverdale, Colorado, is the home of our very good friend, Dr. Ron Tarnax. Dr. Turner lives in Denver, Colorado, but works in Cloverdale. Ron, you are hard at work, I know, but this is something that involves social media, and you did sent to us interviewing you.
Well, I do assent to you interviewing me, Phil. I'm glad that you are allowing me this.
Because there was a picture on social media last week that purported to show a man.
Can I just...
What?
It's Dr. Turner. This is Bud Dickman.
Yes?
You're saying that you're glad and you're happy.
We've been through this, Dickman.
Wait. You're glad and happy, but talk about it.
Yes, Dickman, I'm glad and happy, be talk about it, the way you put it.
Well, the boy's putting it in the only way he knows how.
All right. But I've given, Phil, I've given my reasons. Must I suffer this, the gloids?
Let's not call him that, okay?
Well, must I suffer this, the platehead?
Why are you making fun of the boy?
Oh, wow. All right, fine. You know, I've been made to look like an ass.
You did this yourself.
Why am I even on your program, then?
Because you want to clear the record. You want to let people know why you did what you did. But doesn't mean we have to sit here and lick your ass and kiss it up and down.
Yeah, right there, what the boy said. We don't have to sit here licking your ass up and down.
I'm not asking you to lick my ass, to put it in the crudest way possible. I'm asking you to understand.
We're here to understand, Ron. Please don't refer to Bud as Platehead or the Gloid. Please.
All right, I'm sorry, Bud.
That's all right, but I want to ask you. You willingly are on the show. Why?
Because I couldn't let another man take the blame. There. Does that buy me anything with you and your audience? I didn't want to have another man take the blame.
All right. The picture we're talking about...
No comment on that, huh?
In a moment, Ron. The picture we're talking about, if you're watching Phil TV in HD, it's on the screen right now. This is the picture.
Oh, my good cry. I didn't know that that was it. Good God.
Oh, boy, I feel great about this.
Yeah, that was it. That was all over Twitter.
That was all over Twitter, huh?
Absolutely. And I tweeted it by mistake with a different name. Now, the name that I tweeted it with was wrong. That's not who the man... That's not the man who is pictured here. The man who is pictured here, we're on the phone with.
Oh, my Christ.
Well, Margaret, don't make a large epic out of it. You knew that it was coming down to this.
I didn't have any idea that it came to this, no.
All right, well, hold on for a minute. Let Ron explain.
Well, before Ron explains, let me just give a little more backstory. Last week...
Can we hurry this along? Because this is like having a catheter.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to go as fast as I can. Last week, this picture popped up online, and I believe it was on Deadspin, and it identified the man in the picture as being a certain person. We retweeted it, and did a funny little comment about it. I think it was something like, you know, I don't mind a guy getting drunk, but drunk, even drunk, some things need explaining.
Well, no, there's no... Does that mean you think that man's drunk? Were you drunk, Ron?
Well, yes. Three guesses, the first two don't count. Oh, God. There's a lady over here.
Hey, Ron, with us.
Sorry.
So that picture got tweeted. I found out today from Deadspin, no, that's not the guy that you said it was, Phil. It's somebody else. And almost concurrent with that email going out comes the call from Dr. Turner. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, I took the call from Dr. Turner. He said, I want to talk to Phil about something. I know he's probably been contacted.
How did you know the magazine was contacting me?
I had a stinking hunch. There was no way it could go on forever. And something had to be done.
So you were going to let another man take the heat for that?
and just see how far it can run, huh?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. I want you to understand. No, I wasn't.
Well, then why did you contact Phil today only when you found out that another man's name would be attached?
Only when I said, you know, I don't know whether you're here to narrate some ghoul story. I don't.
You know what? Tartar. Airplanes take off for Denver on the hour.
Well, bring it. Oh, baby, would I love that.
Hey, both of you guys, back it off. This guy tried to start things.
Hey, I'm not starting anything, but I can finish it just as quick as I can, just as quick as could be. Lickety split.
Oh, lickety split. Okay. Spoken like a badass.
Oh, man, what a dick.
Hey, all right. So, Dr. Tarner, you were on a boat. You're on a fishing trip. You guys caught a shark.
We caught a shark. Okay. And I apparently was sleepwalking. I do sleep. Now, that's true. I sleepwalk. I have a motor sensory problem. If you know anything about sleepwalking, alcohol can actually stimulate it. We'd been out fishing. We'd been out for the good part of 6 hours.
Where was this?
It was off of San Diego.
All right, so you're down in San Diego.
Right. I think we're just down there, off of Baja, south of San Diego, probably south of Tijuana, something like that.
And you're sleepwalking, you're saying?
I'm not saying it. I'm telling you that's what I was doing.
All right.
I had sleepwalked, and I was nude, as I sleep nude. I don't know how many men out there sleep nude. Margaret, I know you're a woman. I don't mean to scandalize you, but maybe Frank sleeps nude. You can see there I'm nude, right?
Yes, I can see that you're nude.
All right. I just wanted to make sure you could see it.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, I mean, you're hoping that as long as you're embarrassing yourself, at least you're giving somebody a thrill.
No, I'm not. Oh, what a... You know what? You really are dreaming.
I was trying to lighten the mood.
Forget about lightening the mood. Then what?
So I walk... Boy, you sound like some guy waiting to hear about a dirty story. Then what? I was trying to lighten the mood, Phil.
Then what?
So I walked out onto the deck. As far as I could tell, when I awoke, I was nude, straddling the shark. And apparently I was...
You were hip thrusting it, right?
God damn it.
All right, I mean, you got a wild, you have a wild dream, you know, dream machine going on up there. What can I tell you?
Oh, is that right, Dr. Henry?
Well, that's what you were doing. You were nude, straddling the shark, and humping it.
Were you humping the shark, yes or no?
Fuck you.
Watch the language.
I'm...
God, man, I asked a simple question. You cursed me out? He cursed me out, Mr. Henry.
I heard him.
He didn't exactly curse you out.
I'm sorry I said what I was dry humping it.
You were what?
I was humping it. I was going to say dry, but the fish was wet, obviously. So I'm trying to be honest. You want me to be honest, don't you?
What did you say?
You want me to be...
Yes, we want you to be honest. You want me to be honest.
Calm down, Ron.
Everybody's ganging up on me.
Man, Dr. Turner, I'm not ganging up on you. I want to know, though. You were walking in your sleep. You went out on the deck. You straddled a shark and started to hump it.
That's what I'm guessing I did. When I woke up and I was humping it. Now, the photograph that you see... is when I turned to my right and I saw Chris Dugan, or Chris Duganitsky is his name. He's one of my students. He's an intern in the department. He had his camera out and he was taking the picture just as I turned and looked up. I had no choice but to smile and just say, ha ha ha, the whole thing's a big laugh and a half. And that's what I was doing.
So the picture of this shark and the picture of the naked man is actually Dr. Ron Tarner of Mountain Meadow Observatory.
That's right, that's right, that's me.
And you'd been walking in your sleep, and when you awoke, you were straddling the shark, humping it, and you turned and you saw someone taking your picture.
And that's when I broke into a big grin, because at that point I was thinking, Tarter, you're a dead man.
Oh, you got that right.
Okay, fine.
Well, that's what I'd be thinking.
That's what I thought. But Tarter, you're a dead man. You're nothing more than a dead man. So you might as well smile. Smile as they lead you to the gallows. Smile as they strap you to the gas chamber.
Well, it's not that bad, I'm sure.
Oh, now it's not that bad. A minute ago, you were talking about me like I was the Marquis de Sade.
Dr. Ron Tarner is with us, folks. He has admitted to humping that shark as one of his students took the picture, although he didn't know the student was taking the picture.
Yeah, I want that made very clear. I had no idea. When I turned to my left, or my right, and I saw the camera, I went, and click, and I thought, Tarter, you are dead. I would say, you say the word, pal, you say the word, and you are dead.
Well, who are you talking to?
Myself. I was talking to myself as if I was a dirty, greasy street punk, and I was a bully. One half of me was a bully, the other half was a street punk. And I said, you say the word bad, and you are dead. And my street punk side just went, I'm sorry. That's how I felt.
Have you been to a psychiatrist?
Well, have you been to a psychiatrist?
You don't need a psychiatrist for this, Phil. I probably need some kind of a sleep disorder clinic.
Well, go to UCLA?
Boy, I may walk in my sleep, Phil, but I'm...
Have you gone to UCLA?
No, I haven't gone. Where did I go to school?
Have you gone to the sleep clinic? We're talking about the sleep clinic at UCLA.
No, I'm planning on going. I'm going next Monday.
Have you made an appointment?
No, but I'll make one now.
Well, how do you know you get it on Monday?
I'll go next one Monday if they can get me in on Monday.
So in other words, you didn't make no appointment at all.
Yeah, you just faking it.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't make no appointment at all.
Ron, you know, you called me and you wanted to straighten things out. If you get indignant now about the way you're being spoken to...
Well, I thought I'd be treated with respect. Instead, I'd be laughed at. People are, asked... First of all, I thought I'd get a little more something from Ms. Gray... When she saw me nude.
What did you think I was going to do? I'm a married woman.
Well, that hasn't stopped you before. In all the...
Dr. Ron Turner.
You know what? I almost went to the phone right there.
I saw you starting to make the move.
Nobody goes through a phone around here. I hung up on him.
I almost... You ever get that guy back on the phone and he mouths off just a little bit. I'll go through the phone. I'll do what I gotta do. I'll come back through the phone. I'll sit down, do my nails... Cut a little bit of a fart.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Well, let's not hope it happens, then.
You're really crude, aren't you, Phil?
You're the one that said cut my fart.
Yeah, you're the one that brought that up. Thank you, Dr. Turner, for your crap can visit on the show. Thank you to Dr. William Brown. I thank Pastor William Rennick. I thank all of you. See you tomorrow, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Congratulations again to Pastor William Rennick, winner of Bar Fight 4, 68% to Chris Norton's 32%. The first semifinal fight starts tomorrow. It's going to be Ted Bell versus Pastor William Rennick. Here on The Phil Hendry Show, go to facebook.com/Phil Hendry Fans, PHANS, to register your vote, make your comment, and get in the running for a free download.
World famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Sampray Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast 1.